be this blue whale they be nattering about?
It's an old bar. You thee deem the sippy sailing?
Arr, set sail for this sippy sailing. We shall plunder and loot all station IDs. Arr.
You're listening to 90.9 WONY Oneonta. Keep it locked.
A 100 years ago, there were 100,000 tigers in the wild. Today, there are as few as 3,200. The Earth's wild animals can't speak up when they need help, but we can. Be the voice for those who have no voice. Visit worldwildlife.org.
Hey everyone, you're listening to the WONY Weekly Update. Here's some upcoming events to look forward to. On Wednesday, March 25th, women's lacrosse plays Morrisville at the Red Dragon Field at 4 p.m. Also at 4 p.m., men's lacrosse plays Geneseo at the All-College Field. On Thursday, March 26th, the softball team plays RPI at Red Dragon Softball Field at 3 p.m. Also on Thursday, the first showing of The Shape of Things is happening at 7:30 in the Hamblin Theater. More showings are also happening on Friday and Saturday at 7:30 p.m. and Sunday at 2 p.m. Tickets are available online or at the ticket booth in Fine Arts. On Friday, March 27th, the Art Department, in collaboration with the galleries, is hosting an art-focused career day from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. All current students and recent graduates are invited to attend and learn more about networking, career building, and have an opportunity to ask professional developmental questions. This event will be hosted in the Martin Mullen Gallery and the Computer Lab, Room 321 in Fine Arts. On Saturday, March 28th, men's lacrosse plays Potsdam at the Red Dragon Field at 1 p.m. Also happening at 1, the baseball team plays Brockport at the Red Dragon Baseball Field. On Sunday, March 29th, join WONY for our general body meeting happening in Fitzell Hall, Room 303 at 3 p.m. The Empire State Service Corps is looking for students to serve 300 hours of public service next academic year. Gain leadership skills, hands-on experience, and make an impact, all while building your resume. Applications for Fall 2026 are now open, with priority deadline being on Friday, April 17th. This has been your WONY Weekly Update on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. More information about these events and more can be found on Campus Connections. Have a great week, everybody. Keep it locked.
Welcome to Airbud. It's been 2 weeks since the last one of these because of break. Yeah. Today's agenda is, you'd think there'd be more because there was 2 weeks since the last one. No. But a bit of news, Mar says she loves Diddy, so, yeah, Mar says she loves Diddy. It's crazy. Not much to talk about, except for, actually, no, there's one thing to talk about. So, Underscore's album came out, and what I thought was general consensus was, it was horrible. Not musically horrible, but you get what I'm saying. I let this opinion run loose. I said it was bad, and I got backlash. I surely got backlash. And it's, I don't know, it's like you people are livestock or something, because come on, guys. We're really defending new Underscore. It was so bad. It was so bad. I, thinking about the show, I was like, this is yesterday. I thought, I was like, I'm going to go in, and I was like, what do I talk about? And I thought, oh, Underscore's new album. I didn't like it. So I could go in and talk about why I didn't like it, this and that, et cetera, et cetera. It's one of those things, kind of like Drake's Honestly Nevermind when he dropped that, where I don't think it deserves to get talked about. I just think it's bad. Yeah. It's just, it's like in SpongeBob when they make the paste that turns into the Krabby Patties, and then SpongeBob loses his job, and it's the machine that's that just like puts the paste on a conveyor belt, and then the paste goes to the oven, and then like a Krabby Patty pops out. That was nearly every song on that album is like one of those Krabby Patties made out of paste on the conveyor belt. For the positives, the singles were good because, of course, they were good. Like, you know, Underscore is one of those artists who is just like, yeah, I'll put the three best songs as the singles so that you can hear them way before you hear the album. Which I appreciate, but it also takes away a little bit of the wow factor, because usually the three craziest songs are the singles. And then you listen to the album and everything else is kind of like, you know, it's the usual rigmarole. And it's like, oh, man, like, if I heard this on release day and I had not heard the singles prior, this would have been sick. That's what I did with... or at least tried to do with Wall Socket, was I did not listen to the song Old Money B before the album, but I couldn't help myself. I just listened to it, and then I was like, you know, rats, this was actually really good, and had I saved it, it would have been fire. The three singles were Do It. I honestly, Do It, it's fine. It's like a fine song, but it didn't blow my mind, and... Usually you'd think, oh, it didn't blow your mind, like, whatever, but I had heard it before, and I was like, oh, this doesn't blow my mind, but I like the direction. Hopefully the rest is in this sort of direction, and nope. Music is a great song. Everybody knows that Music is a great song, because that song just had to blow up. And tell me you want it, best song on the album. It's also the first song. So, yikes. Other than those three, which are all the singles that I had heard before the album came out, there's one song that's good on it, and it's The Piece. The Piece is, it's damn near a masterpiece. I think it's one of her best songs. It's beautiful. It made me reflect. It's a wonderful piece of art, and everything else pales in comparison to it. It's slop, and it's really sad to see. It's the 1-2 punch that I've been hit with way too many times, and that 1-2 punch being artist blows up into makes slop trash because they have a new audience. And that new audience is full of normies and girls, the two worst groups of people on earth, which usually overlap with each other. So that's what happened. That's what really happened. But this one I was a lot, like infinitely more bitter about, because Underscores at the end of the day is maybe my favorite artist. And like... There's just like this sense of beauty about the world, and it all just like crumbled because I was like, man, it happened to the best. It happened to the best, really. They blew up and they made slop. This is coming from the person who, okay, well, Fishmonger's not crazy, but coming from the person who made Wall Socket, like, come on. Arguably, made the greatest album, not in my opinion. Shout out to Violet Pony for making Carousel in 2023. But 2023 was stacked. If you cared about literally any genre of music, it had maybe like three crazy releases in 2023. 2023 was stacked. Stacked year for music. Insane. If you just like... literally go to Google AI and ask it what albums were made in 2023. You'll be like, damn, that's good. And Underscores maybe to some people, made the best one by far. And now, fast forward 3 years, it's slop. It's trash. It's trash. It's trash. The Hollywood song, instantly forgot it after I heard it. And by the end of the album, it was all just like, it was like my brain was being like wired up, and all I could hear was, it's horrible. Just a horrid, like, I couldn't even, like, it wasn't even aftertaste, nothing like that. Like, mid listen, like, I just had the life drained out of me because it was so, there needs to be a new word for this. Maybe it, like, I swear to God I have good vocabulary, but I cannot find a word for this feeling that I experienced. So, yes, but no music for this part either. This was a serious, serious discussion. This has been tearing at me because it was just so sad to see. So sad to see, you know? I get my rights to do this. I am an Unk _ fan. Been listening to her music for 5 years, which, you know, her first album came out 5 years ago. Go figure. That's how long. And I had known her prior because of Six Impala. Shout out to Six Impala. Shout out to Dubstep in general. But so, yeah, I've been on this for a minute. And you don't really get artists like that where, I mean, 4 years straight, it was like, we're going strong. That was the thing. These songs never get old. They were amazing on the first listen, and 100 listens, 500 listens. I've listened to Secondhand Embarrassment I don't know how many times, but it's up there. And it's like, they're still good, but now there's a different connotation because I've listened to it so many times and it's even better. But all of the songs on You, I can't even remember what they sound like. I listened to the album twice. Two times should be enough. You hear a song twice, it should be like, oh, like, at least I remember, like, maybe a lyric, maybe a beat, maybe, you know, anything, a melody. No, like, in one ear, out the other, it was just terrible. Okay, so that was 10 minutes of talking about that. It's not even off my chest. That's how mad I am about this, but it's thoroughly off my chest. And now we can play some music, and now I can for real say, welcome to Airbud. I am Joe, a.k.a. Diddy Diddy, a.k.a. the Oneonta Nick Fuentes per Mars, a.k.a. No longer _ his biggest fan, a.k.a. Nearly Unk. I turned 20 in a week, so that's the state of things. Also, you know, we're going back into this. I'm turning 20 in a week, right? And I was listening to this, and I was like, oh, a new _ album. You know, because we attach music to moments in our lives, etc., etc., etc. You know, everybody knows this. And I was like, wow, this is the perfect time. It's an album to guide me into a new decade of life. And instead of hope, and instead of, I don't even care about any of that. I don't care about any of the hope or whatever, any of that happy stuff. All I cared about was, like, just some good music, dude. Just some good music to lead me into the next decade. No. Just reminded me that the state of the world is trash and it's filled with slop. And the only thing standing against all this slop is Airbud on Wony 90.9 FM. Also standing against this slop is, I don't know. I lost it. So I play stuff in the background on this show. equals three. We're transitioning. And I don't know what has happened, but the YouTube recommendations on this Mac in the studio have just been, also back to the word slop. I'll say it a million times. It's just been turned into that. The top video here says it's an hour and a half long video of music, and it's called Frutiger Arrow Playlist with 2.2 million views in a year. No indication of what type of music it is, no indication of anything, just a stupid Pinterest picture, and this dude is called Nostalgia Gate with a stupid anime profile picture and his stupid 2.0 million views. Whatever. It's the stupidest thing I've ever seen. Oh, and look at this. Fall asleep instantly. Minecraft sounds. Minecraft ambience to fall asleep to. I like video games. Don't fall asleep to the video game, maybe. Oh, here's another one. Nostalgic Nintendo music for finishing my overdue work. 3-hour video with 500,000 views made by a stupid guy with a stupid profile picture. Everybody lock in. Who is listening to these? One, who is listening to these? Two, who's making these? Three, why are they everywhere on my recommended? All I did was pull up Pokemon music per Julian, because he was like, let's play Pokemon music. I think that was him. And now it's giving me Pokemon music. Awesome. I just looked up the song I wanted to hear. But YouTube was like, oh, you are a gamer? You like gaming music? Listen to this, dude. Do you want to fall asleep to Minecraft sounds? Oh, Minecraft ambience to fall asleep. So you wake up and you play Minecraft all day, and then you go to sleep to the Minecraft sounds because you love Minecraft so much. Minecraft isn't real life. You can type in chat while you're sleeping. That's not how real life works. When you're sleeping, you're supposed to be sleeping. Okay. I gotta calm down. Once again, so here's the, let's check the phone. Let's check on the phone. AKA a Yatzer Hera trap, as per Henry, as per that one dude on Instagram. The phone. And let's play some music. Because, you know, contrary to what I've been saying this whole time, honestly, I've been listening to pretty good stuff lately, you know? I always do the thing where it's like, I'm going to stop finding new music and just listen to the same thing over and over again. And then life starts to feel gray, because it's like you're doing the same thing over and over again. And then eventually I'm just like, why don't I find new music and also listen to other music that I already like? And then, oh, everything's great again, because I should have been doing that the whole time. I think playlists are cool, but I can never make them, because every week, every day should be something different, you know? Like, literally the only thing that sticks are it's like the top 0.1% of songs that stick. Like EXO Tour Life, I could listen to that every day, sure, but you know, if it's like a random Dollywood song that I just hear over and over and over again, you start to get sick of it, and that sucks. I'm not even going to play the new underscores. I'm not even going to give it the light of day to, like, give an example of what it sounds like. No. We're just going to leave it. We're going to leave it where it is. I listened to it on March 22nd of 2026, and it will stay on March 22nd of 2026. Instead of that, I'm going to play low cortisol music right now. So this is, oh no, never mind. I'm totally going to play this because it's spring. So I'm going to play Gabby Start. Shout out to Gabby Start. This is Blase by Gabby Start, a.k.a. Knapsack. Real name, not Gabby. Not even a girl. It's a dude. But it's Gabby Start, inspired by Pavement, yada yada. So here's Blase. What a good song that is. What a really good song that is. And while I was listening, I had a thought that relates to all of this. So that song, Blase, it's off his album Stem, which released last year. I didn't actually listen to the whole thing. Fake fan. But Gabby Start, incredible artist, right? Really one of the spearheads of this whole, like, oh, treat music like a project sort of thing, you know. Build one stone off the other, right? 27,000 monthly listeners. That song has 250,000 listens in a year. Those are pretty good numbers, but I don't know. It, like, at the end of the day, it's a pop song, right? This is, look... I love underground pop, right? And that might be the single worst genre of music to ever be a fan of. Because either, it's all the same music, right? It's pop music, dude. Like, the fact that the artist is small does not play a part. I could be really pretentious about it and say, oh, yeah, you're listening to Taylor Swift? Do you know Gabby Start? No, that's not the point. Like, I don't care that Gabby Start has 20K monthly. 20K monthly, very respectable number. I care that Gabby Start's a really good artist. And blasé and rock music and mid and Optifine and all these songs make me happy. That's why you listen to music. The problem is, underscores, you get picked up by a label and you get all these new fans and you're making pop. And good pop rides an extremely thin line into being slop. Slop, 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 slop. I'll say the word a million times. Slop, slop, slop. And there are days where I'll listen to songs like that and I'll think, it's no different. But I listened to it there and the slot machine rolled and I was like, man, this song is really good, like, it's all made by one person. You can tell there's heart put into it. There's nice little synths going, wee, 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 whatever it does. Cool. Awesome. Underscores. Blah, 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 blah. Lyrics about nothing. Lyrics about nothing. And my show tickets are nearly $100. And look at all my Instagram followers. And my next album will just be just as bad. My next album will be even worse. And I'm going to go on an interview with Emwell. That's the only cool thing she's done in a month, is go on the interview with Emwell. But is Emwell industry? Who knows? This is why music... music has been dead for a very long time. Whenever the first label was made, that's exactly when it all crumbled. And you could be very pretentious about these things. You know, maybe I'm doing it right now, but I don't think I am. I don't think I am. I think there's a right to this at a certain point. The other problem with underground pop, a lot of it sucks. Shmeep. And the reason, see, there are two words here. There are three words. There's the two words, underground pop. That's a genre that I'm describing that encapsulates a lot of music. Because, you know, we've seen in the last couple of years how that indicator, underground, doesn't mean anything at all. Because you could call an artist with a million monthly underground. It's like, it's not what that means anymore. It just because Netspend did it at a certain time, now that he blew up, it's not underground rap anymore. He is not underground. It's just rap, right? So I'm putting... there's a lot of... This is pretentious. There's a lot of this. There's a lot of gatekeeping. You know, it's a lot of stuff. It's a lot of stuff. So that's I'm keeping it broad on purpose, because had I said the H word, had I said the no word, live on air, it should be banned to say on live on air. The word hyperpop, I almost threw up saying it. What happened to hyperpop in the last 10 years? 8 years, 7 years, 5 years, whenever it was started and whenever it ended. It's like you took a small puppy and you violently mutilated it and didn't even taxidermy it. You just kind of violently mutilated it, and then you put it in the middle of Times Square and you put lights around it, and it was the fun go walk on this dog corpse. And instead of, and the problem is, instead of everyone being like, oh my God, this is disgusting. What are we doing? This is a mutilation of a small puppy. And I'm not going to, I won't take steps. The problem is everyone was in Times Square already and they needed somewhere to go. So why not take a step on the dog and just like stomp it into the ground and keep walking? So that's what happened to Hyperpop, pretty much. Shout out to Ellie Otto. No, don't reverse shout out to Ellie Otto. But I'm going to stop talking about this because I could do it for hours and I only have half of one. So I'm going to play a song by an incredibly small artist who, you know what? I'm going to gatekeep. I'm going to do what I said. I won't say the artist's name and I won't say the song name. So go figure it out. Pull out Shazam right now. And if you don't like the song, well, you would have pulled it out for nothing. And sometimes that happens in life. And sometimes you got to deal with it. And sometimes you're listening to the radio and you're like, oh, what's that name of that song that was just played? And you're waiting and the song ends and you want the radio host to say it again like a good radio host should. And they just don't. And I'm going to do both. I'm not going to say it before I play the song. I'm not going to say it after. So pull out Shazam right now and figure out what this song is if you like it. And if you don't, turn off your radio right now and stop listening to Wony. Okay, this is blank by blank. Go figure it out. Pull out Shazam, whatever. I might just break. I might just break. Did you Shazam it? Did you get it? Well, if you didn't, it's gone. That was Song I Won't Name by Artist I Won't Name. Really good. Really good. One of those finds on Spotify Auto Shuffle. Always weary of those, by the way, because, you know, Spotify run by the cabal, of course. Everybody knows that. So the music they give you may or may not have subliminal messaging. It may turn you into a terrorist. you don't know, which is the scary part. And so you have to be really wary. I would recommend downloading the song and opening it up in one of those spectrograms. What are they called? The things that show the waveforms or whatever, but like the super version with like the red and blue, and like you can put little messages in there, like C418 did with Minecraft. W Stutter, W Jinxy, you read like an iPad kid. While listening to that song, I realized, wow, to someone listening anywhere, and maybe my mom, it sounds like I'm being really bitter on the radio because I'm maybe mad about something, or maybe not having a good day, or maybe I'm genuinely pressed about these topics that I'm talking about. But what I was hoping to convey with that whole spiel was, this is part of listening to the to pop, is that it sucks. Like, that's kind of like part of it. I'm not going to say it's the whole point, because it's bad to like kind of reduce things like that. It's like Smash Ultimate. Listening to pop is like playing Smash Ultimate sometimes, because you always ask the Smash Ultimate players, hey, if you hate this game and it sucks and there's so many things wrong with it, why do you play it? And then you realize, like, hey, there's something I like here. There's something that I really like. And, you know, we can just ignore all that sometimes. Sometimes you can't, because sometimes you're just playing and, oh, did Steve put up a wall? Literally a wall on the stage? Sometimes it's impossible to ignore. Sometimes underscores drop slop, 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 slop. And sometimes you're just playing, like, DK Dittos and it's, like, fun. It can't be like that all the time. It's true with anything. But with pop, it's very apparent. It's extremely apparent to not even a keen listener. You just have to, you could be on autopilot and figure these things out. Whereas with rap, it's a little bit, and especially rock. Forget I even said rap, especially rock. So many of you out there listen to garbage. Listen, in terms of rock, you listen to garbage. I know that I listen to garbage. It was very sad figuring that out. And that's the real problem. You could think about pop and you could be like, well, if it's all slop, then why do you listen? If 99% of it sucks. No, the thing with rock is that 100% of it sucks. It's all slop, 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 slop. But that's also kind of what makes rock fun. It's like, oh, you listen to that one of the million emo bands? Oh, dude, that sucks. Oh, you listen to any metal? Oh, that sucks. Oh, you listen to any shoegaze? That genre's TikTok. That sucks. But at least with pop, it's more homogenous. And if that's a problem, then so be it. But there's something to enjoy there. Okay. I swear that'll be the last time I discuss the metagames of this music stuff. I should just play funk or something. Or no, I have a better song to play. I'm not gonna play funk on the radio, but I'm gonna play Jumper by Waterflame to ease everything. And also, this is a very springy song. And also, I've been playing a lot of Geometry Dash recently, which pains me to say, but it's true. It's a fun game. I do like playing it. So here's Jumper by Waterflame, my little triple entendre on the radio. Slop, slop, slop. It's wonderful. The most low cortisol song ever made, Jumper by Waterflame. Just so wonderful to listen to. It is 8:41, which means that there are less than 20 minutes left. And with this time, I will do nothing innovative. And we will just continue with regularly scheduled programming. Spring is starting, but I've been incredibly just sad because it's like still cold, dude. Like, what the heck? It's not cool. Oh, does someone want to call? Mars says she likes Diddy. Yeah, Mars says she liked Diddy, so if you want to call, do it now, okay? You know what, just for Mars, because Mars says she likes Diddy, so... I don't know, I'm just going to play a song. Mars, tell me any song to play right now, and I'll flip a coin and maybe play it, or do that. All right, everyone, welcome Mars to the air.
I never said that.
You're on air.
Okay.
So care to explain yourself? I had a friend come up and he was like, Mars says she loved Diddy. And I was like, no way.
Who's your friend that said that, even?
And then someone tried to defend you. They were like, it was a joke. And then he was like, nah, Mars says she loves Diddy. So, yeah. Explain yourself.
I don't like Diddy, and I have no affiliation to him. I don't like that people are saying things about me that aren't true, and, like, I kind of just wish you would have stood up for me in that situation, like, as a friend should, but, like, I can see that you didn't, so that just really hurts my feelings.
Thank you. All right. I believe you. The court is adjourned that you don't like Diddy. But care to explain yourself? Per you, I'm the Oneonta Nick Fuentes. Is that true?
I'm him. I wouldn't say that. I would say, well, I also have no affiliation to Oneonta. So I'm not the only Oneonta anything, actually. And I don't think I would be Nick Fuentes either. Because I'm a girl. And also, like, I just don't say the things that he does.
Most of the things that he does. You say a couple.
So, like, what are you getting at?
We'll leave that to next week's show. But any new kids on the block, any radical stuff happening, anything?
Everyone get dumped and dump each other, and then, like, do fun stuff and make stuff. And I know that you're going to an Underscores concert on June 13th. And you're going to have something nice to bring to that concert. That's all I'll say. big things are coming, and like I just feel like everyone should start being more optimistic. And I know you were talking about how it's still cold, and that's very depressing, and I feel you. But like, it's gonna be okay, because like, it's almost April, like it's your birthday, like that's happy and that's big. So
I'm gonna bring something to the Underscores concert.
You'll have something to wear, perhaps.
Oh, I broke the speakers. I'm sorry. Josh, I'm sorry. I clipped the mic, Josh. 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 That's so weird. I barely know you. Let me say a person's name that I don't know very well. Hold on. It's generating. It's generating. It's generating. I'm trying to think of someone on campus, but I can't. You know what? I'll just shout out my good friend, Vicente Fernandez. Isn't that such a fun name to say? Old VF. VF was at the crib today. He was at the crib yesterday. He was at the crib the day before that. There hasn't been a day where V hasn't shown up to the crib in like 2 months, because VF is always at the crib. In other news, hey everybody in the Oneonta area, Mars got dumped after like a week of dating someone.
Not even, it was like 3 days, but I mean like, it's 3 days of something, and like now I have something to show, like, I have something under my belt, so.
You have something under your belt. Is it a concealed carry? Are you trying to enact revenge on this person?
I might be. No, I won't say that. I'm not a vengeful person. Stuff happens and, like, whatever, and it kind of sucks. But it's okay because, like, you shouldn't let these people hold you down and, like, stop you from growing, you know? Like, happy, happy, happy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Did they dump you? Oh, yeah. They definitely
yeah,
did.
Yeah, that's what happened.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, wow. Wow.
Like, it's fine.
That's
though.
Embarrassing. But, wow.
No, it was embarrassing, and then it got more embarrassing because she posted on her story just how badly she wants a relationship, but like doesn't want to talk to anyone. And I saw that. And you know, that's when like you might want to be a little vengeful, but like, no, you shouldn't. Like, you should always be the bigger person and say like, no, this is not nice, and I don't want to deal with this. And then you like just move on, because like it doesn't matter.
How many Instagram followers does she have, and do any of them know you? Do any of them have context of the situation?
Oh, well, okay, it was on her close friend's story, but, like, I have met and hung out with, like, everyone she knows, like, several times, so it was a little embarrassing, but, like, it's not like any of my friends, it doesn't really matter, you know, because, like, I only knew these people for, like, a few months, like,
sure.
Stuff just happens, you know, and you just have to, like, persevere, because, like, it's okay, like, I'm sure there was no malicious intentions, you know, and, like, you know, it's okay, because, like, I went to the thrift store yesterday, and I found some ultra-rare Beanie Babies that I've been on the hunt for a very long time. And I think that was a sign from the universe that, like it's chill. So, yeah.
Beanie Babies have been recontextualized due to our maybe monetarily obsessed planet. How much is this Beanie Baby worth that you got at the thrift store?
I'm not exactly sure, But the one special one goes for quite a lot. But then other ones that are the same one only go for like a little bit of money. I don't know how much mine is worth, but that doesn't really matter to me because it's mine and I like it. And I don't want to sell it because I like it.
Oh, that's what a wonderful outlook on maybe the possession of a valuable that you have.
Yeah. It's a lot of talking today. I'm enjoying this.
Oh, thank you.
When you were talking, I liked that too.
Oh, thanks. Oh, hey, this radio thing, it feels pretty good. I asked how many Instagram followers this person that dumped you because you got dumped. I asked how many followers they had because recently I've been unfollowing a ton of people.
Oh, me too. I've been really into unfollowing people lately. Like, it's been really fun.
And I started doing it as sort of, it was like a flip back and forth thing. I originally started doing it because my friend Dylan put me on to going into your followers list and clicking the show more, and if the person doesn't follow you back, unfollowing them because they're trying to leave you as a fan. But it also turned into I would just unfollow a ton of people. I just like go through stories, and if I like don't know the person or don't care about them, I'll unfollow. But now it's flipped back into being malicious, where maybe the first thing I did this morning was I opened my phone and I started scrolling stories, and I was unfollowing real life people mainly with the intention of leaving them as a fan so that they follow me, but I don't follow them. Like, purely maliciously doing it.
Friends or like...
These are people that maybe I went to high school with or maybe know from like... work
no,
friends.
I know exactly what you mean. Like, what you're describing right now, I have also done before. Like, unfollowing people but not removing them. But I've also been big into deleting a lot of pictures. I've just been going into, like, because you know how Apple will make, like, folders of people's faces? I've just been deleting entire folders of people's faces. Like, and not even in, like, a malicious way. It's just, like, people from like middle school that I haven't talked to in like 5 years, and I'm like, wow, this is easy. And I found that there was a folder of you, and there was like a bunch of bad stuff.
Wow.
All the old Discord videos, but like, it's really awesome.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah, you should post some of those. You used to sing nice songs.
I did. There's a video of me singing Hey Ya by Outkast.
Oh, yes, of course.
That's a classic. I think I agree with your take on the middle school people because I just had a thought that is sort of, I'm liking the ring of it, in that the phone has sort of ruined the idea of leaving someone as a distant memory.
Mm-hmm.
What do we think of that? Sometimes you go to school with someone and you forget like so much of them, and they only exist as a blur. And I feel like it's not nice and it's not bad, but it's something that needs to happen, and the phone is ruining that.
I think it's not nice. I think it's fine, and I agree with you. Like, I stopped being friends with certain people for like a reason. Like, not even that. It's just like I don't know these people anymore, and like I don't know. I think it's weird. Like, the pictures I forget about will like be shown to me in like a throwback thing, and I'm like, what? Like, this doesn't matter to me at all. I don't know. iPhone's really trying to be, like, super nostalgic, but it just doesn't always work like that.
Yeah.
No.
I'm glad that I don't have, like, my data from middle school got deleted, and I only have stuff from 2021
on. A lot of mine did, too, but, some stuff on my laptop, too. Like, I don't, because you don't have a Mac, but when I first got mine, like, it was backed up from, like, 2016 to 2018. It was just really ridiculous. And, yeah, like, it's cool to be nostalgic, but sometimes it's, like, too much. Like, it's really embarrassing.
Yeah. Because at least for women, you definitely get on the wave of social media and, take pictures with phone way earlier than guys do.
Oh, I was a very ugly middle schooler, though, so I didn't do much of that, but I found a lot of messages that were like, why did I talk like that? But, you know. I feel like you guys were probably documenting yourselves more than, like, an autistic freak like me.
COVID onwards, for sure.
Yeah.
It's a bit frightening how, like, I will remember something, go into one of a couple old Discords, hit the search, and type in what I'm thinking of and find it.
That's so, like, awesome that you still have all of that, though. I deleted, like, all of the old Discord servers.
Hmm.
Well, also, I was, like, kicked out of half of them. Everyone turned against me.
Yeah. Have you ever checked? You're not a crazy Discord user, or, like, weren't really. But maybe you were. I'm not sure. But I check those old Discords and I go to, like, from my account, and it'll be like 3,000 messages, 4,000 messages, 6,000 messages in servers. It's like, oh my God. It's so
I'm only on, like, one still, and it doesn't run back very far, so I wouldn't, but, like, that's frightening, looking up your own messages. Looking at the pin stuff is cool, too. I like Discord, but, like, for, like, I don't know, my Twitter friends.
Oh,
wow, it's almost 9 o'clock, guys.
Yeah, that was a nice little chat. It was a low cortisol end to the show. Any final words?
Like, be happy and, like, nothing matters. But, like, it does. But, like, it's, like, not that deep. And, like, it's going to be okay. And, like, maybe, like, everyone start making things just any way that means to you, then, yeah. Just make things, and then you have fun doing that. And, like, also find things, because finding things is cool, too. Like, have a thing to find, and then you find it. So, yeah, that's my message for this week. Be happy, basically. Smile.
Scavenge and makeshift.
Yeah, right.
Thank you for listening to Airbud. Thank you, Mars, for being on the show.
Thank you.
Goodbye, all.
Goodbye.
And we'll see you next week. Ha 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 ha.
Life just got easier, and I have more time to spend with my family. To learn how to eat right when life's tight, visit snapedny.org to learn more.
SNAP-Ed is funded by USDA Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP. This institution is an equal opportunity provider.
Hey everyone, you're listening to the WONY Weekly Update. Here's some upcoming events to look forward to. On Wednesday, March 25th, women's lacrosse plays Morrisville at the Red Dragon Field at